This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. Emerald ash borer is alive and well. So many cities that planted all ash trees are now faced with ash tree removal and naked boulevards. This is a good reason to use diverse plantings. Scientists working to contain EAB are having progress using a type of wasp. The parasitoid wasp flies through the forest, heavy with eggs, following the scent of beetle infestation. She locates a promising tree, lands, and finds beetle larvae feeding below the surface. She drills through the bark and deposits her clutch. Within a few days, emerging wasp larvae will feast on the soft body of the unlucky beetle larva. And by the way, this is not the stinging kind of wasp. There's still more research to do, but it does sound promising. Another option? Ash tree replacements. Planting a variety of other trees. New cultivars of Dutch elm-resistant trees include American elms called Princeton and Valley Forge that come recommended by the University of Minnesota, and hybrids named Accolade and Triumph. Honey locust, although considered messy, is one of my favorites, with its chartreuse spring color changing to dark green over the summer. I have a list on gardenbite.com along with photos. The ginkgo is a good choice, but only if you buy the male tree. The female tree's fruit is very messy and smells like used baby diapers. Yuck. Check out gardenbite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Don't you just love seeing a bright red cardinal in winter? So do the folks at Gertens. They provide the freshest, cleanest quality blends of Meadow Ridge Farms birdseed, bagged daily at their Minnesota mill. No fillers, only flavor for the birds. Available in-store or online at Gertens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.